Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. I'm doing astrology.
And I'm very good at the basics of astrology. If you want a reading, you can contact me at DoveNeedsLove22. Twitter, if you want to call for reading. Readings are very cheap, like $20 or so. Well, today, I should, as part of talking about astrology, probably have to do a famous person, I don't know who I'm going to do with, famous people. I had to get a random check. Like last time I did Donald Trump, he was the president, so I did the whole reading. One thing that was interesting about Donald Trump's chart is that he had Uranus in the 10th house and next to his sun. And the Uranus-Sun conjunction, when I say conjunction, I mean, if you know your astrology, you know what a conjunction is. It's like two planets that are really next to each other, situated next to each other in a house. When I say house, I mean like, there's a triangle, there's a circle and start the 12 signs. Like Aries to Pisces. So where you're born on a date, if it's the right accurate time, may not, the first house may not always be Aries. You may be born Capricorn. You may be born Leo. You may be blah, 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 blah. And it goes around. So if you're born, the first house you're born, you have the sun, you're born Aries, and then you're born, the time you're born, you have Virgo rising. So you go from Virgo all the way 12 signs back. So 12 Virgo all the way to Leo. Leo would be in the 12th house. And if you know your house is what they represent each of the signs. Like the first house is situated with matters or that are affiliated with things that are with Aries or the second house is things that and so on. Like the first house deals with self, your destiny, the origin of self, because Aries deals with that, matters related to self and destiny and stuff like that, and startup, initiation, when you come into this world, Taurus, belongings, finances, and so on. So today I'm going to do one of my favorites in music. If this chart is right, because when I do these charts, if I do a chart, because I did charts before, they have to be an accurate birth time. And then when I talk to the person, I had to look at the person and, I want to say we need to keep an open mind. Because some people say it's a pseudoscience. And I said, no. We all have the choice to do what we feel is best for us. We can say yes and we can say no and what we feel. In my life, I did my first reading. Somebody did a reading on me. I'm like, oh, that was so, I was spooked out because it was so accurate, but I had a choice to do something or not to do something. And the planets from Sun to Pluto. I know in astronomy, Pluto's a pseudoplanet, but astrology is still the ninth house. Still nine planets. Because you know what Pluto represents? It represents death, power, and being destroyed, or transformation. It doesn't just destroy the energy of Pluto to something. It brings something, gives something back, something be reborn from it. Everybody has these planets on their chart. Like the sun is just where you're born, the day you're born. Like you're born on August 15th and you're Leo. If you're born March 2nd, you're Pisces, the moon and so on goes on. And the moon, they each represent something different on planet. The sun represents authority figures. It could represent fathers. It could represent, power and so on. But it's really so important. It's a spirit, you know, it's yourself, what you truly should be. Whereas the moon is the personality, what comes around you, how the world perceive you, how you interact with the world. Also rules family, mother, relatives. It rules, it's very, the moon and the sun are considered the most important in astrology because they deal with very personal issues. So whatever, and the light, so whatever comes near or attention to the moon, it really will be very important. So look at both the sun and the moon configurations.
So I'm going to do, I did, last one I did Donald Trump, you know, Donald Trump had Uranus and Sun conjunction, which makes him, you know, Uranus rules Aquarius in a way. It rules innovative genius, but also can rule madness and craziness. And either one. And people perceive Donald Trump to be quite unconventional crazy. And I guess that Uranus Sun configuration does show truth to how he behaved himself. Crazy, chaotic, unstable, and having it in the 10th house, Uranus in the 10th house, means that, when I say Uranus, the planet in astrology, means that if someone's uniqueness gets too out of control, unstableness, they can fall from power. They can be fired or voted out. I guess that's what happened with the presidential election in 2020. Get too way out. The good sides of Uranus is that they can be so innovative and they can cause major changes. And they're very, you know, the person could be very odd, but very innovative, a genius. So here we go. So today I'm going to do Jim Morrison. And this is his time. I don't know if this is his time, but I guess we will see. Jim Morrison was a Hollywood legend. Came from Florida, came to Hollywood, and his dream came true. Well, it says on this chart that he has Aquarius rising. That means somebody who's, you know, with Uranus. So Uranus is the chart ruler. Again, it's similar to, you know, what Uranus sun configuration, but it's rising. So when I look at, if someone has a Capricorn rising, then I look at their Saturn. And Saturn, you know, Saturn's karma, responsibilities, and restrictions, and hardship. That's what I had. Well, anyway, Aquarius rising is the first house. So Aquarius rising means that on the first house in astrology, meaning the circle. Remember I told you the 12 houses in astrology correspond to how all the signs go from Aries to Pisces. So when somebody's born, they're not going to always have an Aries rising. They could have Leo, they could have whatever. And in this case, he has Aquarius rising. So if I say Aquarius rising means the person is going to be intellectual. Because Aquarius, just like Gemini, Libra, are very intellectual, very probably open. And I would say for 1960s, you know, 50s where he was on, probably in some ways ahead of his time. Because Aquarius or Uranus, you know, they can be a personality that just act in a way that's very much who they are. And or do things that are ahead of their time sometime. So I look at where his Uranus is. His Uranus is in the fourth house. So when I look at Uranus in the fourth house, that Uranus house, the early upbringing, family, he has a Mars next to it. So that does indicate what Jim Morrison is, Uranus and Mars. So that's a very interesting combination. When you look at Mars and Uranus, like Mars can be a go-getter, you know, rules Aries, a go-getter, but it also can be volatile, or, you know, and you put that with the uniqueness or unpredictability of Uranus, this person can be
you know, because of the upbringing that, you know, it was known that Jim Morrison traveled a lot, I think, in his childhood. They probably traveled a lot. They probably went around a lot of places. Uranus, unpredictable. They didn't stay in the same place a lot. His parents were very unique in some ways, or it tells us that Jim was very rebellious. Uranus can be very rebellious, and Jim was prone to accidents and prone to questioning authority in his lifetime. And from what we know, Jim Morrison was involved in, he was got arrested for questioning authority during the time of the Doors. They allegedly, cursed and exposed himself, and he was at the time of his death. He was there was going to be a court case. I think he may have been convicted 6 months. 6 months in prison for, they say exposed himself, but it wasn't. It was being appealed. Jim Morrison was involved in fights and was kind of chaotic, which is a lot of unfortunately some people in rock and roll or some people in rock stars can be chaotic, a chaotic life. If this is Jim Morrison's church, it sounds like it. So that's what it was. Gemini is a very bright person. He was, Gemini, when I look at Uranus and Mars, not only tells his rebelliousness and quirkiness and questioning authority, which got him arrested several times and, fights. He also was involved in several accidents. We jumped and off things and injured himself. And Uranus and Mars configuration could be accidents. But with his early childhood fourth house, he traveled a lot. There was probably something going on at home. It was unstable. And, there was definitely, I could see that there was, the relationship with his parents were there was problems with parents over authority. He questioned authority. But when I see Gemini, I see a very, intellectual, very bright person. Gemini rules writing. So Gemini rules writing. So and it also can rule the arts or multiple things. So he is a poet, isn't he? Yeah. So poetry. So Uranus is genius, so he has a gift of poetry, gift of speaking or expressing or singing or something. And that's what his destiny was. That's what his essence. To question things in an intellectual way, to express himself through writing and also song and all that. That could be ruled by Gemini. So that is what Jim Morrison is. Venus is Venus. I love to look at people's Venuses because Venus tells what kind of person they're attracted to or what is going on with that person. Venus is in Scorpio, so it's, matters of sex could be an issue. In the ninth house. And when I look at Scorpio, I look at Pluto and Leo. When you have Pluto and Leo opposition, the ascendant, that is a very charismatic person. The person got charisma. They attract people, and Jim Morrison probably had problems with the significant other, with sex and stuff like that, manners of sex and so on. it also indicates that, you know, the person that he was with, or if that's Pamela or whoever, is, you know, yeah, you know, it's kind of like, you know, matters of secrecy and so on, or loyalty and so on, could be problematic in this situation because it is squaring Pluto. It is squaring Pluto, so that's probably, you know, there's a dark side to Jim Morrison's relationships. They was unstable, there was danger, and there was mass around his death. So he was with Pamela in Paris. So the ninth house, let me tell you what the ninth house indicates. The ninth house could be foreign countries, it could be foreign matters. When I look at Scorpio's death, so he died overseas. So, you know, Scorpio is, you know, rules death, death of somebody, and a ninth house overseas. So he was with his soulmate or his a significant other, Pamela, overseas when he died. So he died overseas. It would be something like Pluto in the ninth house, but it would depend on the configuration. Because the Venus was, when I say square, it means that there's, it means that the Venus is in one sign that's not, you know, it's like kind of 90 degrees difference from the other sign. In other words, it's not in the sign that's compatible. For example, what's the square to Aries? Aries is Cancer, Capricorn. What's the opposite Aries is, opposition would be Libra. What would be trine is a good configuration would be Leo or Sagittarius. That's an example. Well, a sextile from Aries would be a Gemini or et cetera, et cetera. So it does show that he was with his soulmate at the time of his death, which was overseas. He died overseas, which we know. Pluto and Leo is a very it's very charismatic. You know, they I look at Michael Jackson too. You know, he has Sun and Pluto configuration, so they're very charismatic. They're the center of everything. They attract people. You know, they're just popular. You know, the North Node. Pluto also near the angles. When I say angles, I mean is near the seventh house in Leo. So I look where his sun is. His sun is in the 10th house. So 10th and Sagittarius. So the charisma that Pluto opposition descendant, because they Pluto opposition descendant, they can pretty much get what they want, or they attract so much attention. But because of this charisma and what the matters related to Pluto is, it has to be handled carefully for through the individual, because it's more a collective to they in this lifetime to be a service to people, to lead people in some way. If it's become self-centered or something, or more personal issues, this person may not live long, short in life, if it's not handle properly with the energies, in my opinion, with Pluto. And of course, he died a short life. And of course, Michael Jackson did too. He had Sun conjunct Pluto, and that means that he died in a Virgo. So as a doctor, Virgos will help. Opposition Moon and Pisces. So Pisces was related in a house with a doctor. So that's what it is. But with Pluto conjunct the seventh house with Leo, that's a very charismatic person. In his lifetime, I mean, he became a big star. So that is where it is. And how he died, it was really interesting. Here's another interesting about about Jim Morrison's chart, which is so interesting because he got Aquarius rising. He's a very bright person, very ahead of his time, very much very open-minded to some degree, or, you know, very, or either, this, you know, Aquarius rising could be odd, unusual, but, you know, very, very intelligent people, you know. But again, with Uranus and the planet Uranus and Mars in the fourth house in Gemini, he questions authority. He's a rebellious person. He's been involved in fights, involved in trouble with the law, which is shown in his lifetime. And he is in the sign of Gemini. So Gemini is, again, an intellectual sign. So, and deals with writing. So he's very gifted at poetry and sing and song, all that stuff, which is related to Gemini. So it shows what he expressed, this rebellion or this restlessness in questioning things through his intellect, through writing and matters related, which is poetry. But it's really interesting when I look at his chart. I guess this is the right birth time because it's, say, 10:55 a.m. It really is interesting because he has Neptune in the eighth house. Now, remember I told you these when I say house, I mean on the chart a box, you know, the 12 houses. So the eighth house, Matters eighth house is death. It's ruled by Scorpio. But the whatever sign is in an eighth house, it could be anything. You know, it could tell, the eighth house can tell how a person, if they're not careful, how they could die, or matters related to all forms of death, or financial situations, you know, inheritance, or getting dealing with other people's money, or transformations through that house. And Neptune in the eighth house, if a person ain't careful, they could die in water, you know, die in water. Because, you know, Neptune rules water, the ocean, you know, water. So this person, so as we know, Jim Morrison was in the bathtub when he died. So the water in the bathtub. So it's really interesting. And Libra, you know, you know, it's really interesting about Jim Morrison. It really is. You know, so he died in water, you know. You know, there were issues with celebrities, you know. You know, Whitney Houston, she had a son in Leo. She was born in Leo, and she had a Neptune in her eighth house. She, too, died in a bathtub, too. It was really interesting because Neptune rules water, but Neptune also rules drugs. So they could die of drugs or alcohol. So if I was to look at that, he had to be careful about being around water. He had to be careful about drugs and alcohol, which unfortunately he wasn't, which played a role in his death in some way. He was a drug addict, alcoholic. So Neptune deals with drugs and alcohol. So someone's addicted to drugs and alcohol. If that someone's addicted to drugs and alcohol, I would look at their Neptune configuration, where Neptune is located on their chart. But when it's in the eighth house, if they ain't careful, because we have a choice, you know, remember, we don't have to just go die in water. We can be careful. But he died in a bathtub. So that was water in the bathtub. So, and Whitney Houston died in a water in a bathtub. I've seen that configuration in charts when I was reading them, that the deaths of people who with Neptune in the eighth house have been like in water or pond or ocean if they ain't careful. And it could have been tied to some alcohol or drug intake or some accident, unfortunately. So that is what it say.
Yes, Libra. He was with his, I guess, his significant Pamela. Libra rules partner Venus, so he's with her and Scorpio. I guess she was with him at the time of death. And death was the ninth house, which is, when I say ninth house, a box, ninth house, which is overseas. It could be a foreign country. It could be a person of a different race or color. It depends on the configuration. But he died in a bathtub, which is Neptune, which is symbolized by Neptune, and died of drugs or alcohol related, which is likely. They say he had died of heart failure. When I say heart failure, then I look at, you know, they say heart failure. You know, but I would say drugs, alcohol was related. And see, Virgo and Libra. So I look at that. It's really interesting. And yes, another indication about the heart failure thing. Because Leo, the sign Leo rules the heart. It rules the heart. It really do. Because I'm a Leo, you know, it rules the heart. It rules the heart. And Pluto, which is also rules the eighth house. When I say eighth house, the box, eighth house. So Pluto rules death. So it's a Leo. So Leo, so that could be an indication of a death from heart failure or problems with the heart. And what is that related to? Indulgence. Indulgence, Sagittarius. Sagittarius is lucky, but Sagittarius have to be luck, be careful from indulgence. And Sagittarius is ruled by Jupiter. Jupiter is usually Jupiter and Leo, Jupiter and Neptune. So Neptune kind of is like a configure. It does rule Sagittarius. So when I look at Neptune, I look at in the eighth house. So he died in a bathtub water caused by drug and alcohol-related Neptune. And the eighth house is ruled by Pluto. The eighth house in Pluto, Scorpio, rules death. So I look at that. I look at Leo. So something wrong with the heart. Heart, something. So that's what happened with Jim Morrison's death. So this is really interesting about Jim Morrison. It really is. I noticed one thing. He has Saturn in the fifth house of Saturn in the fifth house and Gemini. And Saturn in the fifth house of Gemini, again, is someone who could have so many abilities, gifts, and Gemini is writing. Writing, so expression, could be singing. Because, you know, Gemini is ruled by Mercury, which is ruled the vocal cords. So singing, writing, something, you know. And again, Gemini especially rules not only the vocal cords, but it also rules, Gemini also rules writing some or talking or you know, like talk show hosts or reporters or something. Mm-hmm. And he had a gift. Saturn also co-rules Aquarius. So I'm looking at what his configurations on the chart. Yes, so that stood the test of time. It tells a lot about his father and what his father's situation was. I don't know about his father, but his father was an authority figure of some type. Because I know that there was interesting, weird experiences, perhaps unusual experiences he experienced as a child, as the family kept moving around or something unstable about
the family structure when he was young. So I look where Mercury is, and Mercury is near the 11th house and Capricorn. So his father must have a lot of authority of some kind. I had to look that up. Somebody said he was in charge of something, or a government official, or what, the army? So that's pretty interesting, because it's near the 11th and 10th house, deals with public. You know, when I look at the 10th house, you know, if I see a planet in there, person is a go-getter, they may be in the limelight or head of a business, or they're career-oriented for, like, kings and presidents and heads, CEOs tend to have, like, Saturn in the 10th house. When I say 10th house, the 10th, the box. Or the sun, or Pluto, or Neptune persuasion. Like Queen Elizabeth the Second, she has Saturn in Scorpio in the 10th house. So she inherited authority, because Saturn is not only karma, but it's also can be achieving a position in someone's life in the 10th house. And it could be related to father or something like that. So she took her father's place as king, queen, the monarch of her country, and Scorpio's death. So Saturn in Scorpio means that she became queen upon the death of her father. Well, anyway, the other thing, well, let me get back to Jim Morrison's chart. Mr. Jim Morrison has, things related to writing and poetry and expression, artistic expression is what is shown in his chart. He also has a son in the 10th house. So I brought that up. So it means that he's going to be very in the limelight. He became in the limelight in some way. He became a big star. So it shows his ambitions, and it shows he became a sinner. With the Pluto near the angle in the 7th house and Leo, and the sun in the 10th house means he is a very, very successful, potentially being a very successful person in some way. And when I look at Sagittarius, which he's born a Sagittarius, I look at what it rules. Sagittarius ruled by Jupiter, the planet. So I look where Jupiter is, a Leo. So he's a star. He can be a singer, actor, and so on. The center of attention, a lead singer. Leo is the lead singer, the star of the band, you know. That's what it is. So the center of attention. So that's his destiny in his lifetime. However, with Sagittarius and Jupiter, you know, why it's very, it deals with a lot of luck and expansion and fortune. The only downside with Jupiter is they can be too waste or too much fun, too much good living. Could hurt the body. And that is what happened with Jim, because of too many drugs and alcohol intake with Neptune, which led to his death. So we can't be doing, we can have a lot of fun, but the main thing is to learn, but we can enjoy life, but it's best to learn through Saturn restrictions to moderation. So that's very interesting. What is about Jim Morrison's chart? I mean, the moon is in the case about the family and Taurus. So that's very interesting. When I look at these astrology charts, they're very interesting. It tells how he relates to women, and it tells how he relates to certain people in his life. And it shows that he hasn't probably, it's always a mellow character at times. But at other times, because of the Sagittarius rising and Aquarius rising and Sagittarius sun, he is very restless and unpredictable. and is shown in Uranus and Mars configuration. And Mars can also indicate death because rebellious and doing outlandish things could affect him physically as well. So that is it with Jim Morrison. It's really interesting about Jim Morrison. He has Venus 0 degrees in Scorpio. So he just was someone who just attracted people. He was so charismatic in matters of sex. He had lots of lovers and lots of problems. It was a dark side to his relationships, as they said. A lot of betrayal, a lot of violence and so on, which could indicate with Venus and Scorpio if it's afflicted. So that is it. That's a little tidbit of Jim Morrison. Now, if you want a reading with me, you can contact me at DoveNeedsLove22 and I give you a reading. I will give you just a good reading, what you want to hear. I will not tell you details about really exact details about what could happen or what happened with matters of death, because that's too much. Just, you know, immediate details about what possibilities and luck that you can have. This is Dove Knight, singer, songwriter, and that's what I am. It's like